College basketball is nonstop, big games, tight spreads, momentum swings every night. And now FanDuel is giving you a way to turn that energy into even bigger wins with a college basketball parlay profit boost. Here's how it works. Build any college hoops parlay you like. The early tip, the rivalry game, the ranked matchup, the late night West Coast shootout. Mix spreads, totals, props, whatever fits your read of the slate. Then just apply your profit boost and instantly bump up that potential payout. Go safe, go spicy, go with the team you've been following all season. It's your parlay, your style, now with even more upside behind it. Head to FanDuel.com/podcast to get started. FanDuel, play your game. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. You've probably heard it said, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. And that idea applies not just to words, but to the way you move through life. It's about setting an example, taking the lead, and adapting to whatever comes your way. That's why people love the Range Rover Sport. It's a vehicle that embodies that mindset, blending power, poise, and performance. With its distinctly British design and exquisite interiors, it's immediately clear this isn't just a car. It's a statement. Inside, innovations like the cabin air purification system and active noise cancellation create a level of comfort and control that feels effortless. And with 7 terrain modes and a choice of powerful engines, including a plug-in hybrid with an estimated range of 53 miles, the Range Rover Sport balances raw power with refinement. Dynamic, agile, and truly instinctive, it reflects a confident, intentional way of driving and living. Build your Range Rover Sport at rangerover.com/US/sport. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I have a holiday issue. I got something in the mail.
Okay.
And I think it leads to something else here. Is it normal for your mailman to leave kind of a flyer, perhaps insinuating, requesting tips?
Hold up. No.
Yeah.
Oh. Your mail person's not supposed to be able to take them.
Oh, you're right. That is.
Oh, yeah. Really?
You got something that is like.
Well, I didn't think it was insinuating like, hey, I deliver your mail. Maybe you could pay me. I thought it was cute, and then Dane said he's asking for tips.
What it was specific?
Like a, it was like a full piece
allowed,
of paper.
Dude, they
well,
no.
Hold on. Is it like USPS or is it like FedEx or Amazon?
I think it was USPS. It was a full piece of paper, and it said like "Happy Holidays from your mail guy," and then it was like pictures with him and his kids, and
that's
that was it.
Fully. I'm not wrong.
No, it feels illegal. You can't just put stuff in a federal mailbox without like a stamp. It has to go through all the channels. I don't think, because I remember like we got in trouble.
I wasn't even thinking about that.
Yeah, we got in trouble, yeah. I think, when I like started a mowing business and I was way, way younger, and we just put flyers in mailboxes.
Yeah, no.
You like cannot do that.
Put them on their door.
Huh. Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
No, that's mail only in there.
It's federal.
Interesting. Okay. So maybe he. Left it on the doorstep. I don't know. Dane had brought it in before I saw it. So I don't know where it was, if it was in our mailbox or what.
Just in the door.
That was in the mailbox. He's...
I don't know.
And I'm telling you, friend of show used to try to tip the mail person. The mail person would say no, so they would crumple the bill and go, oops, I dropped this, and walk away. So that then it's like, hey, if you leave that sitting on the ground, then you're choosing... to not pick up a 20, a 50, or whatever. Like your trash guy? Has this happened to you yet?
No, what?
Yeah. They do holiday cards, like postcards.
To try and get...
And put it in the...
And like put an envelope sometimes. Do you get milk? You don't get milk, right?
Yeah, no. We do. We've done
your
that.
Your milk guy?
Yeah. Yep.
They leave a little thing.
But that, I feel better leaving a tip on the milk carton or the like the cooler.
And the trash can.
The trash can, because if they just come and pick it up with the machine, I feel like it's just going to get dumped. Like they're not, they're going to miss it.
Or if you tape, like I've seen my neighbors tape an envelope on the front of their trash can, and it's like,
someone's
with all the porch
it.
Pirates in the world, if there's an envelope taped to a trash can, that's cash.
Yeah.
Or a gift card. Yeah. Like,
so how are, though, there is the one house in my neighborhood where the trash cans are always up by the garage.
Because they tipped.
They tipped, yeah. Which, mm-hmm. our driveways aren't that long.
So they get out and they take them up to the garage every time?
Yeah, and it lasts almost the whole year.
Who do you have? Waste Management or the other one, Republic?
Waste Management.
I'm going to say this. When we had Waste Management, like, I would tip the driver. She was awesome. If she, if I gave her my garage code, she'd put them away.
What?
Really? Like, really?
I do have a long driveway.
Yeah, that's true.
And I, at the time, it was like a full house of young children or whatever. Right. I had like two cans and a recycle. And it's like, she moved them up to the house every day for a solid year from one tip.
That's
wow. Crazy.
I almost like, I want to give you a tip, but don't do all that. Don't.
Right. Don't do extra.
Don't have to do the extra. I'm able-bodied. I can bring it up.
They have to show you that they got it. They want yeah. you to know that they know that you know.
That just feels like I'm showing off to the other neighbors, because that's what I think when I see the neighbor across the street.
Like, I tipped them. Neener.
Okay.
I have a follow-up question here. Speaking of people who do things for us year-round and tipping them.
Oh, you're right. You could leave tips for us.
What?
At... Erica, this is a great idea.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
I don't know why we didn't think of this earlier.
Don't
Where do
tip
we want
us.
Them to tape our tips and we'll just drive through neighborhoods?
Right. Just to the car door, maybe.
No, there's got to be a real way for us to get money out of this.
This isn't what I...
Set up a GoFundMe real quick.
No, okay. So I am curious. My dog daycare and boarding. There's multiple people who work there, but I don't know how many and I don't know what days they're in and all this stuff. I would really like, Swanson's going to be there on Christmas Day, which, don't even get me started, breaks my heart. But it is what it is.
Are you okay?
I don't know.
He
just the one
you
day?
You weren't with him on his birthday.
Well, I was with him on his birthday, but then I left
know.
Him.
They're fine.
They don't know? Okay.
They don't know it's their birthday.
Boy.
Okay.
They don't.
But
you slide into my side real fast. I don't know.
But how? What should I give them?
That is so funny. She's so judgy, and then all of a sudden it's like, eh.
What?
Okay. No, you just become a little closer to TX. When you need a vacation, you can abandon that piece of property real fast. But
my dog?
Yes. But then, oh, I love him with all my heart and soul, except when it's inconvenient for me. Then it's the dogtopia or wherever you go.
Except when I have a stepmom who literally is so allergic to dogs, he can't come with us.
Oh, so they're going to be here or something?
No, we're going to them, and we brought him to Thanksgiving, so we could have brought him to Christmas, but I can't because of the allergies.
Okay, got you.
Okay?
Okay, sorry.
Mm. All I was asking was how could I tip the
but you already,
daycare?
But you already paid for the service, and you don't use it.
You paid for your trash people to come get your trash.
Yeah, she's sometimes right. They don't come. So if we're doing the math, they kind of owe me.
Yeah.
Now, honestly.
Bro.
Oh, my gosh.
Do you tip?
We've tipped the milk guy for sure. The trash is...
Clearly not. You have to walk and get it.
Because it's hard. I feel like I don't know a good way to do it. I don't want to tape an envelope.
You run out there when
I'm
you hear the trash.
I'm not there when they come.
Who is?
My very busy wife working with the two...
You're there. They come in the morning.
No, they don't.
They what? Don't?
If they come, they come in the afternoon.
If. Uh-oh.
Yeah,
we've had a lot of issues.
Okay.
Anyway.
I'm going to say inside
we
baseball
can be
stuff.
Done.
Like the week between Christmas and New Year's, we have some days off. You'll be around. Do it then.
Oh, uh-huh.
You'll be around.
Mm, okay.
And run out to the trash truck and hand it to them. It'll dude, they're so happy and so grateful. Like that person
this.
Deserves it. The dog people, I don't know.
But they're with my baby on Christmas.
I know, but you can't pinpoint the one person. Mm-hmm. He has a trash guy.
Yeah.
But this is the other fear that I have. You do it in that week.
What
is that your
off?
Trash guy?
I know.
Or is he off or she off? And now you get, and they're like, I do 1 week and I got 50 bucks. And how much do you give?
I don't know.
There is a point where, like, I'm at tipping fatigue. I have tipped every year. Definitely trash. Definitely like cleaning people.
Okay.
Come on. It's like I'm a dude. Sometimes I have to pay somebody to clean some stuff in my house.
Totally. No judgment.
Mm-hmm.
How often?
He pays pretty well and I do a good job.
But who do I owe? Like, I don't know who I owe and who I don't.
Do we tip like barber and hairstylist? Do I tip the people who are my wedding vendors?
Can you tip them every time?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Like,
Because you probably don't tip the dog person, right? It's just like a flat fee. You don't
know. And one time they asked if we wanted to leave a tip and never since.
Yeah, which is they know
that we're not going to do
you
it.
The Slacker Show.
Alice 105.9.
You've probably heard it said, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. And that idea applies not just to words, but to the way you move through life. It's about setting an example, taking the lead, and adapting to whatever comes your way. That's why people love the Range Rover Sport. It's a vehicle that embodies that mindset, blending power, poise, and performance. With its distinctly British design and exquisite interiors, it's immediately clear this isn't just a car. It's a statement. Inside, innovations like the cabin air purification system and active noise cancellation create a level of comfort and control that feels effortless. And with 7 terrain modes and a choice of powerful engines, including a plug-in hybrid with an estimated range of 53 miles, the Range Rover Sport balances raw power with refinement. Dynamic, agile, and truly instinctive, it reflects a confident, intentional way of driving and living. Build your Range Rover Sport at rangerover.com/US/sport. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.